I think the biggest thing is we know Jimmy as a person. Jimmy's gonna come in here ready to go. He's a competitor. What a lot of us used to call him, he's a gamer. From the first time he took snaps in the preseason, he got out there and was just making plays, whether it's staying alive in the pocket, whether it's making a great throw. I would just say he was a guy who somehow always made big plays. And it was great. You know, I think seeing for me, a older guy, a young guy, really jump on the scene in 16 when he had to start those first two games. And just how poised he was, how well prepared he was. So we're all expecting Jimmy's best, you know, coming in here Sunday.
We welcome in Jeff Howe of The Athletic here on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Jeff Howe is brought to us by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Times have been tough. Rockland Federal Credit Union can help with the products you need, a free on-demand credit monitoring tool, and the personal service you deserve. Visit rfcu.com today. Rockland Federal Credit Union, our legacy, our future. Jeff, what's going on?
What's up?
Let's talk about the Patriots' big bounce-back day today. And well, part of that will be the offensive line appears to be getting put back together. How much will that help?
Well, that's huge. I mean, that was their biggest problem last week. There was a stretch of, I think it was 14 plays at the end of the second half, at the end of the first half, when all five of their linemen were playing a secondary position. So they've been moved around to an extent to which I've never seen before in 12 seasons covering this team. So David Andrews is out there warming up now. I am interested to see if Shaq Mason will be active. Isaiah Wynn is another guy that you got to look for, though, because, I mean, he's coming off probably his worst game as a Patriot. The last two times that Wynn has played, he's been sort of down in comparison to the way he started over the first three, and I think that calf injury has something to do with that. So I think you start to get these guys into a better spot, and then if you can get Isaiah Wynn and Shaq Mason healthier, I mean, that's going to go a long way towards this offense looking like it did the first three games of the season.
Jeff, you know, where are the Patriots at right now with Cam Newton, and how much of last week do they look at and say, well, that's because Cam hadn't played in 21 days, or they look at it and say, you know, we really have to snap what we need it to be?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another thing. It was hard for him to sit there and trust the offensive line, in my opinion. I mean, he would never say that, but he was under pressure for a good chunk of the game. And then you look at some of the missed throws late. That's when the Broncos realized, hey, we can just start blitzing this guy. They blitzed him eight times over the final two drives. So they really turned up the heat, and including the last five passing plays of the game. So they were going after him hard. He had no idea. I shouldn't say no idea. They were doing a good job of mixing up the blitzes, so they were at least confusing him to some extent. So that caused some hesitancy in his reads. And then you saw, you know, the final throw of the game to Harry was way behind him because he wasn't anticipating the correct blitz. So there were some poor reads on Newton's part, which I have to believe is because of rust, because he was throwing the ball so well in the first three games that this just seemed like such an aberration. Now, if it becomes a trend, if the 49ers start to attack him the way that the Broncos did and the reads aren't as crisp and the throws suffer as a result, then you look at it becoming a trend, and that would be a major issue if you start to go forward, because the book would be out on him and how to attack this offense. But again, I think that comes back to, A, trusting the offensive line, and then becoming more comfortable or confident in your throws.
Jeff, is there any possibility that the Patriots, from an offensive standpoint, could be phasing out the use of Julian Edelman?
To an extent, but I think a lot of that is because of the knee that is clearly a whole lot worse than we were led to believe at the start of the season. And just his lack of snaps is an issue. And, I mean, see, you saw him on the key third down last week against the Broncos on the sideline. I mean, when was the last time that you've seen Julian Edelman on the sideline for a third down? I mean, 2012? Like, this stuff, it's odd. And I think when you see him with the ball in his hands, there was a screen, I think it was last week, I'm pretty sure it was last week, when the burst wasn't really there after he caught the pass. So I think the knee is really an issue here. And I think the big concern with that is that was after 2 weeks when they only practiced like 1.5 times. So he still couldn't get it right with the rest. So when is he, I guess the concern would be, is this as good as he's going to get? Because they're out of bye weeks.
and they're out of time. So how much, you know, maintenance is really going to help him down the stretch here?
Wanted to ask you about this wide receiving core. I know people have gone back, obviously, and looked at the game and said, you know, Cam missed some guys who were open, and there were some opportunities there. But overall, Mike Reese pointed out in a story this week that the Patriots, the targets, 29.5% of the targets the Patriots receivers this year have been thrown into a tight window, classified as 1 yard or fewer. That's the highest rate of any wide receiver unit in the NFL. Cam Newton, Jeff, is insistent that they have what they need in the locker room. Do you feel that way, and do you think Bill Belichick feels that way in terms of wide receivers?
No. And that's just Cam Newton being a good leader. So you got to take that for what it's worth there. And they need to go out and get somebody, assuming they win this game. I mean, if they lose today, then you really have to reevaluate some things over the next week, unless, of course, Buffalo chokes against the Jets. But if they win today and they get themselves to 3-3 and they put themselves in a spot to really get after the Bills next week before the trade deadline, you got to go out and you got to get some help at wide receiver and probably even tight end, or at least you got to try. And I know there are some complications. You got burned on giving up the 2 last year for Sanu. You don't have a 3 this year because of that Cincinnati videotaping incident. But either way, I mean, just look at what they have. Even if you do, like, I'll see the other side of the argument. Like, there are people showing that these receivers were a bit more open than they were given credit for in the immediate aftermath of last week's game. Even if you acknowledge that part, they go 1-3, and the Patriots have been completely reluctant to put Jacoby Myers on the field. Gunnar Olszewski came back 2 weeks ago. He's played 6 snaps. Isaiah Zuber, he's not going to be playing today, but the last couple weeks has gotten some of those snaps over guys like Olszewski and Myers when he was active. So, to the extent that he's been inactive at this point. But anyway, you've got 3 guys. If any of them go down, or if the Patriots decide, you know what, you got to shut down Edelman for a couple weeks, then what do you have after that? And there's just been such a reluctance to use numbers 4 and 5 on the depth chart that anybody you get in the next 9 days is going to be at least an improvement at number 4, and that makes you a little bit more protected in case there's an injury to 1-3.
All right, Jeff, appreciate your time. Appreciate the insight. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, right, Jeff.
Jeff Howe joining us from inside Gillette Stadium as we get ready for this game. Chris, I think the thing about the possibility of Julian Edelman being sort of phased out is interesting, and Jeff mentioned the third down last week where he wasn't on the field.
Yeah, it's hard to gauge, you know, how much he looks hurt. But then on the other hand, he had his career-high receiving game this year against Seattle. And I mentioned this earlier in the week on the station. Do you remember 2012, the beginning of that year, when it was clear they were trying to phase out Wes Welker, actually for Julian Edelman? And Brady kind of went nuts at halftime of that game they lost against Arizona. It was a situation where Edelman actually, like on a screen, like ran up the leg of Aaron Hernandez. So now Hernandez wasn't available. And it was kind of like, what are we doing here? Too much change. Like, we need put Wes back in the offense. And I just wonder, is it not just the injury? Are they sort of looking at Edelman and he's getting older and, you know, Gronk's gone and Brady's gone. And they sort of say, well, you know, he's not really in our long-term plans. And maybe we should be phasing this guy out. We've gotten everything we can out of this guy.
Doesn't feel like they have the replacement yet, though.
Maybe Gunner.
Maybe, but it doesn't feel like he's getting the playing time that Edelman is not.
I agree with you, but yeah. I think, you know, even when they were phasing out Welker, now look, Edelman had been really good at the end of 09, so he certainly had shown a lot more than Gunner, but it wasn't like you had a tailor-made replacement ready for Wes Welker. They like Gunner. I mean, everybody who's read, you know, if you've read the Jeff Benedict book, The Dynasty, and they're talking about Brady being upset about, you know, not having a veteran guy like Demaryius Thomas on the roster. Yeah, the unsaid part is he was upset that Olszewski was on the roster. You know?
We'll leave that off to the side for the time being. Yeah. Paul Perillo of Patriots.com will join us coming up next on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. He's on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.